Church chants waft through a downtown street on a Sunday morning. The style is Middle Eastern, but the location is Dakar, Senegal, in the heart of West Africa. Emile Chawan attends church service here at Notre Dame du Liban.
Emile Chawan, né au Sénégal en 1934.
He was born in Senegal more than 70 years ago.
Ils ont émigré pour venir travailler, comme il y en a d'autres, comme j'ai des oncles qui sont partis en Amérique.
He says his parents emigrated from Lebanon in the 1920s, looking for work. He has other relatives who ended up in America and elsewhere in the world. It is estimated today that about 16 million Lebanese live outside Lebanon. Only about 4 million live in the country itself. But they retain strong ties to the small Middle Eastern country. Zaina Zaidan chats with her mother in Arabic as she drives through downtown Dakar on her way home. During the war last summer between Israel and Lebanon, Zaidan says the Lebanese community watched the news avidly to find out what was happening back home. As she speaks, her young son interjects from the back seat, showing that the emotional connection to Lebanon is ingrained at an early age. Hezbollah made the Israelis run away, he says. Zaidan is quick to say that she does not support terrorism or suicide bombers. She says expatriate Lebanese supported Hezbollah because they defended her country when the government and army did nothing. But despite her interest in Lebanon, Zaidan and other Lebanese in Senegal say they also feel very strong connections to their African home. Like many Lebanese, Emile Chawan speaks Wolof, Senegal's predominant African language, as well as he speaks French and Arabic. Today, the Lebanese embassy estimates there are more than 30,000 Lebanese in Senegal, as well as significant Lebanese populations in other countries throughout the region. Most are Shiite Muslim, but there are also Sunnis and Protestant Orthodox and Maronite Christians. The community is close-knit across the diverse faiths. The population is growing, but not because of new immigrants. The new Lebanese in West Africa are the third generation, children born here to parents also born in West Africa. The first generation were key farmers and traders in peanuts, still one of Senegal's largest exports. Today, the majority of Lebanese work in commerce. They own stores that sell clothes, hardware, groceries, fabric, furniture, and everything else. In some cases, the stores serve equally as venues for catching up with friends. Many hold dual citizenship in Senegal and Lebanon, but participate in politics here.
J'ai été conseiller municipal, membre du conseil départemental, président de la Croix-Rouge.
Chawan says he has served in several elected and unelected public service roles in Senegal, including a member of his departmental council and president of his local Red Cross. But despite the many ways African Lebanese have integrated into Senegalese life, they remain a community apart. They marry within the Lebanese community and form most of their closest friendships there, too. It is not a question of discrimination, they say, but a way to hold on to and share the culture they continue to hold dear. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.